Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is now 67 degrees. It's going to be sunny and warm later today. Record or near record or beating record heat. We'll get up to about 86 or so later this afternoon. Our top story this morning.
Getting to Grandma's house for Thanksgiving could be a little easier with FAA's flight restrictions now lifted at major airports like Love Field and DFW.
And we have KRLD's Russell Scott standing by at Love Field right now. He's been out and about talking to passengers. Russell, what are they telling you?
I think I just heard you come to me. Well, most of them are breathing a sigh of relief right now that the flight restrictions have been lifted, not only here at DFW Airport, but at Love Field and 38 other airports around the country. The lines this morning here at Terminal E, Gate 7, have been moving pretty quickly, and flyers say they're just glad to hear that the restrictions are now over.
Yeah, of course. Government being open is always good. Yeah. TSA line's a little long, but nothing we can't handle.
Yeah, we're very hopeful. We're going flying back to Canada, so I'm glad it's open and we can get home in a reasonable amount of time.
That was a family of four who had been down here just for a short break, but again, as you heard him say, they're headed back to Canada this morning and glad that TSA and FAA workers are back on the job and getting paid. Live at DFW Airport, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
And right now at DFW Airport, we got 24 delays and 3 cancellations. Security checkpoint B9 is the biggest problem. It's a 30-minute wait this morning.
And at Love Field, there are 6 delays in and out of the airport and no cancellation.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Barron. Still coping with the tragic loss of their teammate Marshawn Nealand, the Cowboys are back in action tonight after their bye week, and they are getting healthier for the second half of the season.
Cowboys will have 2 new players take the field tonight, with new defensive tackle Quinnen Williams and linebacker Logan Wilson, both of whom they traded for before the deadline. They're also going to see rookie Siobhan Revell make his season debut at corner, and the long-awaited return of linebacker DeMarvion Overshow. Owner Jerry Jones told the guys at 105.3 The Fan, all 4 of those guys are much-needed additions.
They're meaningful places in where we really are have had some issues. So, there's no question we're going to be improved.
Jones added he was so proud of the way his head coach, Brian Schottenheimer, has handled the tragedy of Marshawn Nealand's death.
He's very genuine, and he's genuine in all things, and he's genuine when he sits down and tells a player that he needs to be doing better or he's not going to play. Well, that's hard. That's hard conversation. So we're proud of him.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And as well, with the Cowboys' traditional Thanksgiving Day game just 11 days off, the team has chosen Austin Post to kick off the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign at halftime. Who's Austin Post? Well, you know him better as Grapevine's Post Malone, the best-selling rapper, songwriter, record producer, now country music dude. The Army says with the Cowboys' help, they've raised more than $3 billion through the Red Kettle campaign.
In other news, the race to be the next governor of Texas appears to be set, and preventing Republican incumbent Greg Abbott from a fourth term will be tough.
We took office and we cut your taxes. We slashed regulations and we attracted more businesses, added more jobs.
Abbott's also sitting on a $90 million war chest. The three top Democrats vying for the nomination are Austin State Representative Gina Hinojosa.
About putting Texans first and not the billionaire class that is currently being prioritized by Governor Abbott.
Also in the mix is Houston businessman Andrew White, the son of former Governor Mark White.
After almost 12 years of Greg Abbott, our schools are ranked 47th. 20 hospitals have gone bankrupt and our infrastructure is falling apart.
Former Congressman Chris Bell is the most recent to enter the Democratic race.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
The world's largest aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald R. Ford, arrives in the Caribbean Sea Sunday in a display of U.S. military power to Venezuela. The Cowboys take the field tonight, Monday Night Football against the Raiders in Las Vegas, playing their first game since the sudden death of defensive end Marshawn Nealon. Hear the game on 105.3 The Fan. With the government shutdown over, the FAA is clearing airlines to resume normal service as it drops flight cut requirements at 40 big airports, including right here at DFW and Love Field.
Here are the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hi, this is David Rankin.
Hey, it's Kristen Diaz. Join us this afternoon for the news you missed during the day on the KRLD Afternoon News.
Right now, it's the 20-minute morning briefing. It's 20 minutes of nonstop news, weather, and traffic with no commercial interruptions right here on the KRLD Morning News.
This news brought to you by Saloom Restaurant at 7:23 as we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing on DFW's only all-news morning show.
It is 23 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. The new DART board chairman has only been on the job for 3 weeks, but he's already facing a revolt from four of the agency's 13 member cities.
Randall Bryant says he got calls about this within 24 hours of his selection. Four cities were planning to put their membership to a vote: Plano, Irving, Highland Park, and Farmers Branch. Since then, all four have decided to, in fact, put the DART issue on their spring ballots. Some of them are talking about starting their own public transit systems, but Bryant's not sure how that would even work.
I'm not in their internal conversation, so I don't know how they've determined that they can still provide the same level of services that DART currently does through light rail, commuter rail, buses, microtransit, and paratransit services.
Bryant remains hopeful they can find compromises to keep all member cities in the fold. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's a special opportunity for federal workers.
Well, the Dallas Zoo is offering free admission to its Dallas Zoo Lights Community Night on Tuesday, November 18th. It's a thank you to our federal workers following the recent government shutdown. Federal employees can reserve up to 6 free tickets, and all they have to do is show a valid federal employee ID upon entry. The general public can purchase tickets for $12. For more info, visit the Dallas Zoo's website. From the 24-hour news center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning at 7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station of DFW for market and business updates.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Technology shares were driving some of the gains in stock futures at the start of the week as investors look ahead to earnings from NVIDIA and also the release of long-delayed economic data. While artificial intelligence bellwether NVIDIA scheduled to report Wednesday, we'll get earnings from Target and Walmart this week, and that'll provide insight into the health of consumers. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says President Trump's proposal to send $2,000 dividend payments from tariffs to U.S. citizens would require congressional approval. Now, President Trump, who's touted the billions raised in tariff revenue this year, has talked about the checks as public frustration grows over the cost of living. Alphabet shares were getting a boost. They're up more than 5% earlier. Regulatory filings show Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway acquired almost 18 million shares in the Google parent during the third quarter. And I'm John Tucker, Bloomberg Radio.
It is 7:25. This news brought to you by Saloom Restaurant.
With many locations shot in Fort Worth, Landman is off to a fast start with its first episode of season two dropping last night. It shows Billy Bob Thornton's character Tommy Norris taking over as head of Imtex Oil after the death of founder Monty Miller. Writers have added a new character, Norris's dad, T.L., played by Sam Elliott.
That's the perfect person because we have a similar vibe, I think you'd say, and know each other. But when Taylor told me, I told my wife, I was so excited. Started crying.
Although the series is mostly set in the West Texas oil patch, many scenes are being filmed in Fort Worth, including, as seen last night, the Petroleum Club and a short shot of the Fort Worth Longhorn herd in the stockyards. And there's also a pretty big scene at TCU. Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
I think they're setting up this morning to film more in downtown Dallas, right across from the Catholic Church on Ross. They started setting up yesterday with all these movie production trailers. There was whatever they call the food trailer and all that stuff. It was all set up last night, and they're there this morning.
Is Landman going to all of a sudden get really religious?
They have shot there a few times. So at least they've set up in that empty parking lot across from the Catholic Church.
It's called Craft Service.
That's right, Craft Services.
Yes.
Thank you, Heather.
There you go.
Are you a movie star, Heather?
Little T.I.L.
Yeah.
I don't know these things.
Yeah, she must be a movie star. She's very smart on stuff like that.
Well, the Dallas Mavericks snapped their three-game skid with a 138-133 overtime win over Portland last night. Hey, it's the first win of the era of Nico Harrison. Can we say that?
Fired Nico.
Yeah. So, by the way, you went to a game the other day.
I went Friday night.
Were there still fire Nico chants or
there
something?
There wasn't, but honestly, for a Friday night game, there was not a lot of people there.
Oh, man.
That's part of the problem the Mavs are facing is fans aren't going.
Yeah.
On a Friday night. Yeah. And it was overtime, double overtime loss.
They thought it was all going to blow over,
yeah.
And it didn't all blow over.
Not in one game, it didn't.
No, it did not. But anyway, P.J. Washington and Cooper Flagg each scored 21 last night, including this huge, fun sequence in overtime.
Look out, Sharp for three, Coop the rebound, there's a release by Washington!
Mark Folliwell on the call. I love excited Mark Folliwell.
I know, he's pumped.
Oh, he is. Daniel Gafford adds 20, seven of them in overtime. Anthony Davis out for his ninth straight game, and we understand he's going to be out for another 7 to 10 days at least.
What do they call him?
They call him street clothes.
Street clothes, baby, because he's always wearing his street clothes.
But anyway.
That's
Dallas,
not his official nickname.
No.
That's just what he's called.
The Brow is his official nickname.
The Brow, that's right.
Dallas heads to Minnesota tonight, the second game of a back-to-back.
But you are making fun of an injured person. Just keep that in mind.
Me? I'm just pointing out what his nickname is.
I call him that all the time, too.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.